We know what converts for SaaS companies. Like for an e-commerce company or a newsletter or something like that, we don't know what, or just a B2B service company, we truly don't know what's going to convert. But like for a SaaS company, we have like 5 content archetypes that we know they're just going to convert every time we write them. Like we'll get 2 to 2.5% conversion rates every time.
This is Leanna, and we are back with another Business Spotlight brought to you by The Vault, where ambitious entrepreneurs escape the grind and scale their businesses to unprecedented freedom and profit. Today, I am joined by Greg Deneo, the CEO of Content Guppy. Greg, great to see you here. I actually was so excited after we were speaking a little bit before here, and I had to stop myself and think, let's keep the good stuff for when I hit record.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being on here. Thank you. Yeah.
So before we dive in, can you just tell us just really quick, what does Content Guppy do? We're going to dive into some the stuff that you're actually doing to help SaaS. But what is Content Guppy?
So in essence, we're an SEO agency for SaaS companies. So we help increase MRR through SEO. And that's pretty much what we do. I mean, we have like, you know, we have special sauce, secret sauce, things like that and all that stuff. That's pretty much what we do in a nutshell.
Yeah. And what inspired you to start Content Guppy?
So this is a funny story. In 2021, I believe, March of 2021, I was amicably fired from a job. Still keep in touch with the CMO. I'm good friends with them still. But it was time for me to go, and I didn't know what else to do. So I was like, hey, let's start an SEO agency. I helped scale that business to 10 million ARR with SEO. So we just decided to deploy the playbook that we built for that company, and now we just deploy it to other SaaS companies. I mean, we've modified it since then, but that's what really inspired me. It was sort of one of those, like, oh, wow, I got to do something now. So, yeah.
And I love how you just threw that aside so casually. 10 million. It's just, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, for sure. So when I started there in 2015, the company was doing between 700K ARR and 900K ARR. I don't remember the number exactly. We were under a million, whatever it was. I was the second marketing hire in the company. So we were really early days. I mean, you know, there was 5 engineers, 2 marketers before me, and that was kind of a founder. That was kind of about it. Totally bootstrapped. And so what we decided to do, like, long story short, we realized that SEO was going to work for us to grow the company. We found that out within a couple months of me joining. Oh, wait, this is a real opportunity here. So sorry, my dog is barking in the background. So we just grinded away on that for the next 5 years. And, you know, we slowly built the team up. We hired in-house link builders. I mean, there was a point in time right before I left, we were spending $40,000 a month on content. So that's what we were, doing. And that's kind of how we grew it. There's no real like secret there. It's just kind of like a grind, a day after day, week after week, year after year, for 5 years. I mean, now the company's exploded since I've left, but that's what we did.
And thanks for saying that, because I think that it's a good reminder for people to know that SEO isn't anything, doesn't work instantly. Experts like yourself, right? To grind
you can
it
see
out.
We tell our clients, like, you should see traction in 90 days. So that means that, like, you know, you're going to start seeing revenue in 90 days. I'm not talking. So let me give you an example. We had a client who we wrote an article, and within like 30 or 45 days, they were starting to see like $85 a month in revenue, right? Like they made their first $85 from that one article. That's not tons of money by any stretch, but we knew we were on the right path. And so that's kind of what happened for us at Time Doctor. We wrote an article and we were like, and it started to rank a little bit. And we were starting to see like 2 users a month, 4 users a month. And then we were sort of like, oh, wait, let's double down on this. So you should start to see traction, and you'll know if it works pretty quickly. But yeah, you're not going to build a $1 million company or $10 million company or in a week, right? Like it's going to It's one of those things where, like I said, we were spending $40,000 a month just on content. That does not include link building.
Yeah, right. So
So,
what's working right now for in terms of what you're doing and what you're really excited about that's working for your client?
yeah. So right now, what's working for our clients is we focus really on the website on bottom of the funnel content, which is like the stuff that is right, people are searching right before they're ready to buy. So no more like we're not chasing traffic any longer. That's a real big difference. Before, we used to chase traffic and like, hey, let's get all the traffic to our site. That doesn't happen anymore. We're not doing that. Right now, we like the traffic that we are the top of the funnel stuff. We disperse like. Encourage your clients to like put that on LinkedIn, put that on YouTube, things like that. So the bottom of the funnel content is what we're working on for our clients right now. The other thing that's really working for us is once we get the traffic, only a small percentage of people are ready to are going to buy, even if though we have like that bottom of funnel. So what we do is we like to capture that traffic via like a founder-led email, a founder-led email newsletter or a CEO-led email newsletter. Because that's what we find the most interesting, and that's what our clients find the most interesting. And so now we have these, we use SEO to bring the traffic to the site. Now we have these like these marketing opportunities down the road. And that's what's really exciting to me. It's not the 10,000 visitors or 20,000 visitors or 100,000 visitors a month that you're getting, whatever it is. It's the fact that you're building an email list of 10, 20, 50,000 people who are interested in what you do, want to hear from the CEO every week, and then you could eventually sell to them.
Okay. So if I had a SaaS company and I come to you, what are you doing with Content Guppy to help me execute all that? That sounds amazing.
So what we will do is we will create your SEO content. We will build links for you. We'll help convert the content into both the newsletter as well as to get people to try, and then we'll also create the founder-led newsletter for you. Like we'll like if you're the founder, we'll interview you weekly or bi-weekly or whatever it is, and we'll get your insights and things like that, and then we'll convert that into one, two, three newsletters, things like that.
Right. Yeah. And flipping the to the other side, what have you found been some of the toughest things about working, trying to get SEO working with SaaS companies or even just growing Content Guppy itself?
So the thing, the hardest part about, so there's three challenges, two challenges primarily with growing content complete. And I think this is true with all agencies. One is founders and CEOs and SaaS companies get pitched a lot as of SEO. So standing out is really hard, right? So you have to you have to kind of backdoor your way into a meeting. Direct mail, like direct email, things like that does not work at all. For us anyway, has not worked at all. So we have to back our way in some way, shape, or form. But whether it's through going on podcasts like this, or going on or doing workshops with other creators, things like that, building our own email list, we do a lot of that as well. So that's what's working, but like the challenge still is very much these SaaS founders get just pitched so often, and so they don't trust people. So that trust factor. Second one is scaling, right? Like every new, unlike a SaaS company or a digital product, there isn't a mar there's a margin cost every or a unit cost for every person you bring in. So every client we bring in is there's a work hour that has to go into, or a set of work hours that have to go into, that factor into the cost of the client. And who do you hire? Do you scale that up? And so that's kind of those are the two challenges.
Yeah. And, I think the elephant in the room, I guess, when we talk about stuff like this is AI. So how are you finding it? I was mentioning this to you before the call, right? Some people are saying SEO is dead because of AI or this killed Google or this. And then people are saying, well, so much garbage is being churned out. And I mean, I'm like, people have been churning out garbage since the 80s. So I don't know. But like, how is that affecting it? Or like, what's your take here on the role of AI in all this?
So it's both presenting some really fun opportunities that we're loving, and it's also like like we no longer go after top of funnel content anymore because there's no real point in it. Again, we tell our clients like put your top of funnel content into a YouTube video, put it into a LinkedIn post, and we have, we could help them craft LinkedIn posts and things like that. Put it into your newsletter, stuff like that. But so that's the one thing is that we don't focus on traffic anymore. It's 100% about revenue. So the other thing is we are very cognizant of trying to get our clients found in like a Perplexity or in a Gemini or things like that, at ChatGPT, things like that. So we do try that. We have some. We're constantly testing and constantly trying to iterate and see what's working and what's not working. And then but the fun opportunities are like, okay. So here's a fun story. 5 years, 2 years ago, even a year ago, if I wanted to create a free tool for something like a calculator, an MRR calculator, I would have had to hire a dev developer, spent $500 to $1,000, waited 2, 3 weeks to get it done because the developers are usually busy, and maybe it would have worked, maybe it wouldn't have worked. I wouldn't have known. It could have been out $1,000, or my client could have been out $1,000. But now we're able to build these tools with a Lovable.dev or a Cursor or Windsurf or some of these other tools where you're just able to say, hey, I want to build a calculator. And 10 minutes later, you have a calculator that you want to build. So it's making the ability to create real value like that very fun and much easier. So yeah, that's sort of that's the fun stuff that we're doing. So yeah, and it's helping out with like programmatic kind of SEO issue things as well. So it's because you're able to just churn out these calculators and things like that very quickly and easily.
So
So
when SaaS companies come to you and just talk to you, I'm always curious, like, is there a question that you wish they would ask you that they tend not to?
No, they pretty much asked me.
They ask you
I'm
everything because they're so.
sorry. No, they pretty much ask everything. I don't think there is something where I'm like, oh, wow, I wish you would have asked me that. No, before we get hired, it's a fairly thorough conversation and
Or
things like
what's
that.
the
Yeah.
most like what are the most crucial things that you wish that they would know about Content Guppy that can generate them revenue? Like you said, you're not chasing
Yeah.
traffic. I love that, by the
So
way. You're focused on revenue.
I think that's the hardest thing to get it through to people is that traffic doesn't matter. That this search term might have 10 searches per month, that this keyword might have 10 searches per month. And that's okay because those 10 people are 10 people that we want to talk to. So like, but they're like, hey, how about this? How about this? Oh, let me give you a real life example. Let's say you sell a CRM, okay? The keyword what is a CRM is going to have ta thousands or tens of thousands. I don't know how, I haven't looked at a while, but it's going to have thousands, tens of thousands of search volume per month. A lot of search volume. Problem is, and that sounds great. And every SaaS company is like, hey, I want a CRM or something of that ilk. It's like, hey, how about this search term? And the problem is this. If you're Googling what is a CRM, you're not going to spend $150 to $500 a month on said CRM,
Good
right?
point.
So why bother writing that post? There's no real reason to write that. Like if you want to put like, hey, what's a CRM or something like that, throw that on LinkedIn. Like that's cool. Do that. Like, make it a couple, but I think you have 1400 characters or whatever. Throw those 1400 characters on CR of what is a CRM on LinkedIn. But like don't waste. Like to rank for that keyword is going to cost you $10,000, right? Because it's super competitive too. Don't waste $10,000 on what is a CRM because nobody's going to buy, right? Your ideal client is not buying that. They're looking for something like best CRM for realtors, right? And they want to know a breakdown of, hey, why your solution is the best one. And that's what you should be focusing on. There might only be 100 or 200 people searching for that versus the what is a CRM, but that's okay because now we're talking to realtors who are presumably your ideal market, and then you get to tell them, here's why our CRM is the best solution for you. So that's kind of like a real life example. I think I rambled, so I apologize.
No, that was good. I like, because then I think you're a breath of fresh air to kind of talk about these things. Because like you said, I come actually from a world where we're chasing traffic a lot, right? Again, I'm more in the paid ad side, but I
Right.
just find this interesting as well. Like just in how you're able to, I think it's smarter. It's definitely a smarter way of doing it. Like it's, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there a reason
Thanks.
why you decided just to stick with SaaS?
That's what we know. So we have like content archetypes around like we know what converts for SaaS companies. Like for an e-commerce company or a newsletter or something like that, we don't know what, or just a B2B service company, we truly don't know what's going to convert. But like for a SaaS company, we have like five content archetypes that we know they're just going to convert every time we write them. Like we'll get 2 to 2.5% conversion rates every time.
Wow.
So that's why we stick to that. It's just what we know. It's what we're good at.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
That's
know,
great. Like I can see how that just makes a no-brainer. If I have a SaaS company, I'd be like, well, you have the winners, so I should just hire you.
exactly. And that's what happened. And then we have relationships with publishers for link building now. And so it's one of those, like if we had to go into another industry or something like that, we wouldn't have those relationships anymore. So we wouldn't know how to get those people to buy the product as much. So yeah, that's kind of why we stick with SaaS.
Is there a specific size SaaS company that you are looking to work with?
So we typically work with companies who are in the 5 to 50 million ARR range. So, it's a big spread
Okay.
for sure. Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, so before as we wrap up here, is there do you have like a big focus or a big goal for 2025?
So we, but I don't. We do, yes. It's just to increase revenue by a very significant number. I prefer not to mention that, but like
That's fine.
we it's a revenue number that we want to. That's our goal for sure. Yeah.
Sure. Well, you have the formula on how to do it, so I know you'll
Yes,
get there.
we're
You'll get
getting there
there.
slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if people want to find out more about you, and especially if they are in that category of the sweet spot of SaaS companies that you are able to, get the best results for,
Yeah.
where should they find you?
So contentguppy.com. You could just Google Content Guppy. And then also if you just Google Red Dineo, I'm active on LinkedIn pretty daily. So that's the two places where I really spend most of my time.
Okay, great. We'll make sure we'll put those links somewhere around this
Thank
video or
you.
podcast where people are listening or watching.
Sounds
So
great.
thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
Everyone, this has been a Business Spotlight brought to you by The Vault, where entrepreneurs find clarity, scale faster, and achieve true business freedom. And we will see you in the next spotlight.